I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. In the wake of announced restructuring by the American Red Cross, local volunteer directors of the Northeast Louisiana chapter and its executive director, Ann Patton, held a news conference late Thursday. Concerns were addressed in light of four positions, including that of the executive director, being eliminated in the reorganization plan. Patton says the uncertainty could threaten community fundraising and the effectiveness of disaster response. She believes the current four-person staff will be replaced by one volunteer coordinator and one disaster specialist based in Monroe. The new plan calls for one state executive director based in New Orleans. James Moore III, the newly installed volunteer chairman, says the Red Cross will still be active, but there are still a lot of unknowns, including the structure of the local board and its influence. He says there's uncertainty about the level of support from the new administration structure or whether it will be enough to be effective as a local board. State police say a 74-year-old Downsville woman was killed in a Union Parish traffic accident. It happened Thursday afternoon on Louisiana Highway 33. The accident involved a GMC Acadia driven by Patricia Holloway of Downsville. State police say an investigation determined that the vehicle was northbound when the driver lost control, crossed the center line, and drove off the left side of the road. The Acadia then traveled into a ditch and struck a tree. Holloway died later at a local hospital. Chlorine levels have been increased in the water system in St. John the Baptist Parish after testing discovered a deadly brain-eating amoeba in the drinking water. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the latest developments.
State Health Officer Dr. Jimmy Guidry says the Department of Health and Hospitals has issued an emergency order requiring the parish to perform a chlorine burn throughout the water system.
We want to get the word out that we're going to be treating the water and making sure we get it out of the system.
Guidry says the water in St. John is still safe to drink and cook with, but everyone in Louisiana should avoid having drinking water going up a person's nose. Three people have died in Louisiana since 2011 from this amoeba, and in all three cases, the victim died after they had water go up their nose. Jeff Palermo reporting.
Two Louisiana teams begin the college football season tomorrow against top 25 opponents. The 13th-ranked LSU Tigers will face number 14 Wisconsin at a neutral site in Houston, Texas. LSU coach Les Miles says the plan is to play two quarterbacks, Brandon Harris and Anthony Jennings, but that could change depending on how the game goes.
The opportunity to play both certainly is going to happen, but you know, if there's a guy that has a hot hand and is comfortable, then we'll stay right there.
Louisiana Tech is also facing a top 25 team as the Bulldogs visit third-ranked Oklahoma tomorrow night. The game is listed as a sellout in Norman, Oklahoma, and Bulldogs wide receiver Paul Turner says staying focused is the key when playing in front of 82,000 fans.
You just have to try not to, you know, listen to the crowd and just go out there and stay focused on the game. And I feel like that's all we have to do when we go to Oklahoma is just to really, you know, stay focused and try to execute and really focus on the details. And I feel like if we go out there, we'll be able to execute the plan that we've put in place.
The defending Southland Conference champion, Southeastern Louisiana Lions, kick off the 2014 season by hosting Jacksonville on Saturday night in Strawberry Stadium. The KEDM weather forecast, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day today, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the low 90s.